Women can literally create life, okay? You're like the butter in the fucking pan.
Guys, I'm on my way to a date. I'm not talking about the fruit.
A date, you know? Remember that part in remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark where they see the dead monkey and he goes to eat it and Salah catches it in the air and he goes, bad dates. And you see the dead monkey because they tried to poison him. I'm eating this fucking bro. I had a real datey week. I shouldn't say nothing yet because it's scheduled in 2 hours. It could still happen where she doesn't show because that's how fucking bad and flaky the goddamn women and shit are, and the dating culture is in this fucking city. But I just met her. I've seen this chick on OKCupid for like the longest time, and she's fucking crazy. You know what I'm gonna do too? I just had this thought. I'm gonna make a fucking what's it? Yep. That you put all the pictures in, not Imgur, like the one, what's it called? The one that you put the pictures on for, like, not, I keep wanting to say Stitcher, it's not Stitcher, it's the podcast app. It's, speaking of Rob Joyce, I'm going to try and get this on Stitcher. I totally forgot about that. I remember you asked me. I'm going to look into that, I promise. What the fuck's the name of that thing? God, it's so close. It's a thing that's where it's like the picture. I'll think of it before this podcast is over, look it up. Oh, Tumblr, that's the one, Tumblr. I'm going to make a Tumblr page, and I'm going to put pictures of all these fucking people and things I'm talking about, so, like, it'll make sense to, like, people that don't know me or something. No one will give a shit, but I'm just saying. And she's, like, she looks like a WWE either wrestler or, like, ring chick that would, like, maybe not wrestle, but come in and, like, fuck people up. I don't know. She's fucking big, and she has giant tits, and she's, like, super tan. And has kind of like a manly face. Like she kind of looks like a tranny, but like I'm pretty sure she's not. You know, I'm pretty sure she's not because they're pretty honest because they don't want to get, you know, punched in the face. They put it on their dating profile. It's usually right there in the description because they want to be honest. Because, like I said, they don't want to get fucked up. You don't want like a Danny Bonaducci type situation. And they usually, I've been talking to her for 3 days. They usually come clean with it. But like it's. I don't think she is, but, like, she looks like, if she's not, she looks like a fucking, some kind of, like a fucking porn star, just big, I think they're fake tits, but whatever, she's just a fucking, just a spectacle, and I'm just like a fucking moth to a flame, I don't care, I like a big fucking whore, I don't even know if she's a whore, I'm just saying, so, I don't know, she's hard to talk to, so I'm supposed to meet her tonight at El Compadre, my favorite restaurant, a little restaurant you might have seen in a movie called Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's right. He takes Rene Russo there. They have dinner. Ho, 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 ho. I love that fucking place. It's the best margaritas. If you ever come to LA and you've never been here, go to El Compadre and Sunset. The original one, not the one way the fuck out in Echo Park. The one right in Hollywood by across from Guitar Center. And they bring you the margarita on fire. They put a little thing in it. And they put like fucking gasoline or something in it, right? They put fucking lighter fluid. And the little lily pad, and they fucking lay it on fire. It was fucking crazy pics, right? Right? You light your cigarette off it. They're fucking best margaritas, and they have a live mariachi band. Now, I know if you're a regular listener, and you've heard other episodes, I'm not fond of, you know, the Hispanic culture in general, and their music in particular. But, I actually kind of like that. It lends a nice ambiance to the Maison Saint that's inside that restaurant. It's dark, and it's like it's cool. It's like a nice, it's like for I don't know if it's authentic. I shouldn't say that. It might be a complete knockoff. But for what a fucking dorky white guy from the suburbs considers authentic Mexican, it's a nice little fucking atmosphere. Like I said, the margarita is delicious. So we're going there. I sounded like Tarantino. And the margaritas are delicious. Okay. There's usually always at least some C-list celebrity in the place. De Niro owns the place. I don't know why I'm giving you this fucking history. I don't know why. Maybe I'm filling time again. Because, you know, you got to fill out the podcast. If you get a thought, or a little side road to go down. You go down it, you tell people, maybe they learn something, maybe you learn something. I learned something about myself, and so do you. That's the power of this podcast, I would say. But I guess like Phil Spector used to eat there like three nights a week. He used to always be there. But whatever, I'm going there. And the bottom line is I hope she doesn't look like a big, giant, fucking ostentatious tranny, because the whole restaurant will be looking at me. And maybe some fucking, you know, if I saw you in there, fucking kick the shit out of you outside. Fucking faggot. I had this other date the other night. Now, check this shit. Now, so if this works out, this would be my first, two first fucking dates in 1 week in, shit, I don't know, maybe more than a year? 19? Maybe 20? No, it's been a while. Two nights ago, I went, look at the checklist for this. This is like a fucking winning lotto ticket. I meet this Asian broad on Tinder, which is, here's this series of miracles, right? First of all, I meet an actual person, because I'm not exaggerating, 99% of the time, it's a fake profile, spam, trying to get you to go to a fucking pay site. Almost every fucking, I mean, like in months, I think I've met two, out of maybe a dozen matches, I think two were real people. So they're either totally fake profiles, which are getting more and more complicated, and remember like in Terminator when they got to the fucking T-800? Because like the first models didn't look real, and then they finally advanced to what looked like a, like that they're getting deep with these. They're getting really like intricate and look like real people. They're not. They're replicants, you know? Bunch of skin jobs. I need your deck. I need the old Blade Runner. They're all fake. And then if they're not, I get the classic, hey, what's going on? 12 hours later, all lower caps. Hey. I'm like, cool, what are you doing? You at work? That's it. That's the end of the conversation. And then not another match for fucking weeks. Time weeks. But I'm not intending that much. I mostly do it because, as you know from this podcast, I sit in traffic so fucking much. It's a nice little time waster when you're sitting. Because you only get like, I don't know, after like 50 matches or something, you just like run out. And it's just, it's over. Like it has to reboot. So you can't really sit on it all day. You get a sesh. It's over. Anyways, long story long. I meet with his broad, and we instantly start talking. Now, like, I'm not crazy about Asian chicks in general. I'm not opposed to them because they're, I'm just like body-wise, personality-wise, they're not really my ideal. We don't really hit it off, and they don't do it that much for me. And apparently I don't do it for them, or I do it too much for them, and they're terrified of me. But she was like cute looking from her pics. And she was like a film nerd, and we were all on a David Lynch and shit. So, like, we fucking hit it off pretty good. We were talking all day, messaging. I'm like, oh, my God. A, an actual person, and B, someone who can actually talk and spell correctly and shit. This never happens. And then here's the fucking, not even Tinder. This is an L.A. miracle. She actually agrees to meet out the day we fucking met on the thing. This never happens. Here's one of two things happen. No one can ever, no matter how well it goes, meet the day you met on the thing. There's always something going on. Either they can't for whatever reason, bullshit or not. And then the other thing is, apparently everything with a fucking vagina and tits in the city is in bed by fucking 9:02 fucking p.m. When you want to meet up? I don't know, 10? Oh, that's 22 days. I gotta meet in bed by 8. What? Yeah, I gotta get up from work at 8 tomorrow. Oh, what the fuck? What do you need, 15 hours of fucking sleep? What are you kidding me? All of them, every fucking time. But this one actually fucking pulled it off, and she had to go to this whole thing. I really didn't think she was going to show, because she had to go to some fucking seminar or some shit about integrity, and I was hoping it was about the metal band, but it wasn't. It was about actual integrity. And it didn't get out till 10. I'm like, there's no fucking way. Because it's just like one thing after another. Like, it was like a fucking playing like Jenga. And I'm at the top. I pulled all my blocks out, and the fucking thing's like teetering. I'm like, I can't. One more block, and this fucker's going down. But no, she met. So, it's now. I'll say this objectively. It's freezing in LA, quote unquote. Like it's like high 40s, low 50s, which is really cold for here. If you're somewhere else colder, I apologize. I have lost all fucking East Coast composure. I'm a complete fucking pussy. I'm cold. My nose is runny. My fucking ears get all need warmth and shit. It's pathetic. So I'm fucking. I got like, you know, we're all got like tons of fucking, you know, bunch of layers of clothes on. You know, stay warm. And she wants to meet at this bar over in It was at right by La Brea and Wilshire, right where we have a bunch of the. If it's not at the, whatchamacallit, that Mexican place, it's, oh, Busby's. Busby's over in Beverly Hills, where we have some of the Weird Fellas screening sometimes. No, we were supposed to go to a different bar, and we went to Busby's. But, we go. This chick's fucking, in person, she's Korean, which, like, if we're going to go Asian, my least fucking, even of the Asian race I'm already not particularly attracted to, Koreans got is at the fucking bottom of the list. Those moon-faced motherfuckers. But she looks like a, I don't know. She was like, she wasn't ugly. She wasn't really, like, particularly cute. She was somewhere in the middle. When I first saw her, I was like, oh, my God. She, oh, my God. She looks like a fucking, like, little boy, you know? And she had like, no makeup. But then the more I'm looking at her, I'm like, oh, she's not bad looking for no makeup. But, like, when I went to her Instagram page, some of the pictures, she looked really cute when she was all done up. She looked almost kind of fucking hot. It's just crazy with these fucking Jap broads, man. They're all like that same thing. Like, they can look so different from, like, one fucking picture to the next, or one, like, you know, type of light they're sitting in, whatever. What do I know? She's like fucking 102 pounds and just skinny, not a fucking curve. Like, another one of these classic, like, Lukeisms. Like, I could, like, if I punched her in the chest as hard as I could, she would die. Like, I would just shatter her little fucking ribs, and her heart would fucking just come spilling out on the floor, and I'd fucking pick it up and fucking throw it against the window. But, we started talking, and I could tell, just like the last, if you listen to LGR, my last accursed, well, this one went nowhere near this bad, but, Asian chicks are just, I'm like a fucking force of nature to them, because they're all, I don't know, like, I mean, like, stereotypical Asian chicks. There's some that are fucking outside the box and crazy or whatever, and fucking this one, like, just the real kind of square academic classic, your classic nose to the grindstone Asian, you know. She just was like, I'm like kind of nervous now. I realize, for all my bitching and complaining, I am a lot to handle on a first. I am the fucking shore patrol motherfucker. I am a lot to handle on a first date. Because I'm nervous, and you're basically getting this podcast with maybe a little bit less swear words. That's how I come at these chicks. And, like, that's not an L.A. attitude to begin with at all. And especially with quiet, conservative, kind of introverted women, they're just like, I can't fucking deal with this. And, like, the litmus test I can always tell is, like, I'm not like this all the time. I'm just talking, because I'll catch myself on a fucking real tear where I realize I've been going for 3 minutes straight about, like, Lando from Star Wars or something, and then they haven't talked, and they won't really say anything at the end. I'm like, I'm not like this all the time. I had a lot of coffee today, and I'm like kind of nervous because first date, and they're like, yeah. And just by the way they react to that, I could tell, and I knew the first time I did it, caught myself doing it, and tried to, like, you know, readjust my flight pattern. She was just kind of not having it. I'm like, oh, this is, I can already tell where this is going. But, like, she was talking, because we would talk movies, and she had, you know, we were going back and forth, we were having a conversation, but, like, I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I thought maybe I couldn't tell if she was maybe amused by it, not letting on. That's what I always hope for. I always hope, like, wow, this guy's a character, and he's different from other dudes, and, like, at least he's talkative and, I guess, entertaining. I don't know. But at least I don't sit there and I'm just not, you know, a fucking mute, which maybe that's better. I don't know. Maybe that's what these chicks want. But whatever. I am as fucking God made me. What do you want me to do? So I let this bitch have it, and we're going on and fucking bullshitting. And it just kind of, like I've said, I don't know if I said it on the air, but like, mediocre dates are the hardest ones to, like, talk about. It's, if they're really good or really bad, they make for good stories. But if they're just kind of in the middle, and this is, like, one of the kind of in the middle one, I was even thinking that when I'm telling her, I'm like, what am I gonna divine out of this? Like, it didn't really go anywhere. So, I mean, it was decent enough, but then after that, of course, the next day, wasn't really texting me back, no nothing, and now it's been like 2 days and she completely stopped talking to me. So I tried to get her to hang out last night. I think I tried to, like, Netflix and chill her, just because I was like, fuck it, it's not going anywhere anyway. Because we were talking about, like, Lynch movies and shit, and she never even heard about Sexy Beast, so I was fucking telling her about it, and she was like, really wanted to see it, she's really interested in it. I'm like, fucking come over and watch it. Like, this is another thing I thought, I understand in this, well, I don't understand, but I do. In this day and age, with the absolute nuclear bomb you could drop to destroy anything you're trying to get going with a woman, I don't know if it's an LA thing or worldwide, But if you invite anyone to come over, unless you've got, you've been talking for weeks, or, you know, once you're kind of established, you can do this, but it's very sensitive to ask a girl to come over or you to go over there to hang out. That is like fucking nitroglycerin. Like, you got to really watch it. But 9 times out of 10, it's an automatic fucking just self-destruct button. Because that automatically means you're just want to fuck. I mean, fuck it. Not, you know, not to sound like old guy, but in the 90s, that was, maybe it was a Buffalo thing because it was a very indoor culture and it's cold and everyone's working class and no one has that much money and shit. But like, coming over and hanging over someone's house was no big deal. And it was like, yeah, you had a better chance of fucking around, but it wasn't automatically like, oh, she's coming, we're going to fuck. And like, a lot of the times it was, yeah, we're going to watch a movie, and if we fuck around, we got to be quiet so my mom doesn't hear. Like, I don't know how it turned into such a fucking, like, you know, these girls act like I'm trying to get them over and drink, you know, the drinks that they don't know. What's in. I can't fucking fuck my Bill Cosby, but I can do Denzel now, and I could do, girl, act like you want to come over, fuck them in the ass. Kind of do Chris Rock, I don't know. But, I mean, they just act like like you just told them to meet you in a fucking dark alley downtown and shit. You know, like, it's just, they're so fucking nuts about that shit. So, I don't know, I went for it, and it probably didn't help, but I was like, fuck it, because I'm not that attracted to her anyway. What's the worst that's going to happen? So, long story short, maybe next episode, I might have went on a date with a tranny on accident, but I really don't think so. And I played a game with several people today, including girls that I knew, called Weird Looking or Tranny, and I sent them a series of pictures, and I almost unanimously was like, no, that's not, just, she's just weird looking. I was like, yeah, I thought so. But she's got some big fucking titties, and she's tall, so we'll see where that goes. Maybe I'll have a story next time. Maybe it'll be better than this lame-ass kind of Asian date I went on. I bought that, fuck this Asian, in the span of 45 minutes, I had, maybe an hour. Was it an hour? I think we hung out for like an hour. I had 3 Jack and Cokes. She got a fucking pint of beer. She drank a quarter of the glass of beer. Like, she took like a sip every 9.5 minutes. I'm like, would you fucking, fucking goddamn Asian, would you fucking lighten up? The fuck? Drink something, will you? It's a fucking beer. You're gonna have a fucking beer! Oh, let's see what else we got. On last, I think it was a week ago tonight. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Son of a bitch. Me and Heather Maruli, or Heather Maluli, as Scott calls her, lovely, which I love. I changed her name in my phone to Maluli because I just think that's so goddamn funny. We went to see Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast, one of my favorites, was doing his 500th episode live at the Comedy Store. Up in the Belly Room, which I hate that fucking place, but whatever. And Joe Rogan, or Joe Rogues, as I call him, because we go way back. I don't call him that. He was there. We got there early, and we're waiting. I don't know. They kept pushing. Well, we got there maybe 15 minutes before the show's going to start. And we're standing around, and there's only like 3 other people in there. We're like, is this everybody for the fucking show? And so they kept. No one showed up for this fucking thing. I swear to God, like, I thought it was going to be fucking packed. Like 30 people showed up. It was nuts. And like everyone, the show fucking pushed. It didn't start. I do a half hour, 45 minutes late, something like that. But I'm standing there, and who comes around the back corner? Oh, the Corolla guys. That fucking Corolla crew showed up. Fucking Chris Maxipata and Gary. It's so fucking, they don't really call him Gary Halftar anymore. I noticed. I think they dropped that because it's so fucking mean. Fucking poor Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary showed up, and intern Nick, who is interesting little fucking tidbit of knowledge here, is no longer intern Nick. He's now associate producer Nick. So they may be internless, and everybody might have moved up a skosh, and there might be a fucking opening over there. But they came, and they're like, what the fuck? Keep in mind, I had just seen him Saturday night. And as soon as I see Laxman, he's like, fucking Dawson was just talking about you. He's like, he just talked about you before we left. He's like, it's so fucking weird. So they showed up and fucking sit with those guys, huh? I fucking sat, and they're like, yeah, come sit with us, and sat up by the stage. And yeah, like I said, I felt fucking bad for Fitz, man. Like, no one showed up. And I'm thinking, like, last time I saw this guy in this room, it was under a lot worse circumstances where I got fucking just shredded by him at that goddamn Kill Tony podcast. That's where it had. That was the scene of the fucking crime. I feel like I was going back to like a fucking rape house. But it was pretty good. Now, so Rogan's there, and like, man, Rogan is fucking weird looking in person. If you just watch him at the, he's so like, if you see him at the MMA fights or whatever, you know, the UFC fights. That thing I just did, I just noticed, when I go to make a new point, I smack my lips and it's fucking obnoxious. I can't stand, I really got to try and stop doing that. It's horrible. I'm just a narcissistic douchebag, but like if I listen back to my own thing, I'm just like, you know, it sounds like a fucking a gorilla clipping its nails and no one needs it. I don't like it. Maybe you didn't even fucking know, maybe you never even noticed it. Now I just brought it up and it's going to drive you crazy. So if that's the case, I'm sorry. It's like a post-hypnotic suggestion. Anyways. I just fucking did it again. Did you hear that? You fucking asshole. Stop it. Fucking get a hold of yourself. Oh, there's a goddamn truck next to me. I'm under a bridge. Fuck. This idea for a show is a terrible idea. For all the good. Thank you. Oh, no. He just downshifted. Get the fuck away from me, Optimus Prime. Nigger. Rogan is weird looking in person. He's got a fucking big head. And he's short. He looks like a fucking caveman or something. He's nuts looking. But I like Rogan. I like his podcast, Hit or Miss. It is almost completely dependent on the guest. If it's somebody that I like, I'll listen. And his stand-up is fucking mediocre to me. I don't know. But I still like him. I like Rogan. But he's such a lunkhead. And he's so bad at, like, if you listen to Carolla, it's a tenet of improv and even, like, comedy. Of that yes and thing, like you're never supposed to say no to any like funny situation somebody brings up. You always say yes. Like, hey, I heard you got pulled over by the cops the other day. Did you get a ticket? Like, you never go, no, that didn't happen. What are you talking about? You always go, yes, I did. And the cop had a big mustache. That's how like shit works, right? And like he has no concept. He's fucking terrible. Like it was Mike Gibbons, who's pretty fucking funny. He's on Fitzsimmons' show all the time, and like two or three fucking times Rogan just like totally fucked his jokes up and like stepped on him. I'm like, Joe, what the fuck are you doing? It was one where he set the volleyball for it. He popped it up and set it for Joe to spike it. And Joe just like let it hit the fucking ground with a calamitous thud. And I was like, Joe, what the fuck? It was so bad. It totally, I think he was even like, Jesus Christ, Joe, would you go with it? Or I don't know. I don't know if Fitzdog is going to put it up. Is the next episode? It might be the next episode. But if it comes up and you listen to the show, like, just, like, listen how many times. Like, Jesus Christ, Joe, what the fuck? But, was there more? I just did it again. Was there more to that story? I'm asking myself out loud. What there must have been. I think that's where I'm missing something. Oh, God. You know, I should have wrote these down. I should have grouped these topics more in groups. They're just kind of scattershot over the fucking page. Well, so I'll stay on with the Carolla guys. Saturday, I got a call from, what's the guy's name? Nate something? Nate Adams called and wanted to shoot this thing. Now, they got three fucking projects going at once. One's in post and two are in fucking, well, production, right? One's in a race car one and one's a fucking K-Rock documentary that Adam's doing. Carolla, you know, and the K-Rock one sounds fucking sweet, so he hits me up and he's like, I need a camera and some lenses, and you come operate the camera on Sunday. Adam's gonna interview Kevin and Bean from K-Rock, and I'm like, fuck, sweet. So first off, I thought we were going to K-Rock fucking studios, which I was like, sweet, cool, we're gonna see the radio station. No, it's in fucking wrong, it's in fucking Adam's warehouse, right, which is still cool. I love fucking going there. And so Saturday night, the call time's really early on Sunday when we're gonna shoot. So I didn't have time to like prep the camera package at work because he only let me know about it on Friday, and so I'm like, all right, well after I get out of work on Saturday at 5, I'll go up to the fucking, I'll have to drive all the goddamn way to my work to prep this thing, and have it packed up so that I can just come pick it up in the morning, because I'm not going in at 5 in the fucking morning to prep this thing. Plus, if something goes wrong, I'll have even less time to react. So, I hit up Nate Adams, and I'm like, is anyone going to be at the fucking warehouse tonight so I can drop it off and then just come in the morning and we're ready to go? Because, you know, I don't want to have to go and pick all this shit up. And he's like, well, I'll do you one better, Buster. Why don't you get that gear and bring it over and you can watch the fucking UFC fight here at the warehouse. We're going to get it and put on the screen. I was like, fuck yeah, you know? So I thought, I mistakenly thought Adam was going to, well, he usually is always there. And I think even once or twice fucking Kimmel showed up. I thought it was going to be a big thing. I thought the whole fucking company was going to be there. I forgot Adam was doing a show at Prager that night downtown, so he wasn't going to be there. But, so I get the shit and I go down and we watch that, who's the fucking headliner? Conor McGregor. Yeah, that little fucking Mick bastard. Hey, he get the whole fucking punch, huh? That guy was like, say he's walking through the fucking park and a fucking million yard comes up to him and it's like, hey, you know, where's the fucking watermelon patch? I'm fucking, yeah, boom, yeah, McGregor. Whatever. I can't, I'm not going to do the fuck character all night. The what's his name? Luke, what's his name? Fucking Rockhard? What the fuck's the guy? The guy had a total fucking 90s male porn star name. It's his real name. It's like Luke Rockhard or some shit. And this other dude fucking beating the shit out of each other, right? Jabs were beating the shit out of us. He fucking punched this dude, like, at one point he got on top of the guy, and he's just like, I can't, when they bring those fucking elbows down in their face, that's just like, I'm like, I almost can't watch. Like, the guy's on the ground just defenseless, and the dude just bringing his whole elbow and fucking bottom of his forearm just down on this dude's face, and he beat this guy so bad, I think it was like the third, what do they go, four rounds, right? I think on the main fights? Whatever, it was the second or third, and the guy gets up, and blood is just fucking pouring out of his head, like in a stream. And it was all over the fucking mat. I'm like, all I'm thinking is, like, what happens when you're the fight next to this? Like, it's got to suck to be the, I mean, obviously you get paid more, but, like, to be, like, the actual, like, main event fight, there's so much fucking blood and shit meshed into that fucking ring. Like, I don't know why they don't make the actual mat a darker, I don't know, maybe it makes it more titillating for the viewers to see the blood, actual blood on the ground, but, like, why don't they make that, like, burgundy-colored or something, or dark, so you can't see how much blood. I mean, just for the other fighters, because that's going to be fucking disgusting. Just go in, like, you're getting your face mashed. Someone gets on top of you and just mashes your face into the fucking mat. Like, your face and someone else, all kinds of blood and people's bodily fluid. Who knows, they might have fucking pissed their pants. Who knows? The fuck? That sounds like a goddamn fucking disease waiting to happen. I mean, I know it's like tough guy shit, but Jesus, you got to have a little fucking, you know, or have some kind of like those peel-away things after every fight where you just kind of peel a fucking layer off so it's fresh. It's fucking nasty. Hang on, I'm taking a drink. But, I'm sure you heard by now, but, like, McGregor and this dude, what was his name, Aldo? This guy came in, and he looked defeated from minute one. I mean, I'm like, this guy doesn't look very confident. Like, McGregor is just fucking mad-dogging him, and, like, it was very much in Tommy Reardon mode from Warrior. And the guy looked scared. And I mean, he got in the ring, like McGregor's running around the ring and doing like all those little fucking shakes and shimmies and shit that they do. And this guy was doing this thing where he was just like, he was shifting his way. It looked like he was kind of like marching in place with his head kind of down. And I'm like, the guy reminds me exactly what it looked like when I was like walking to school in the morning in the snow. Just like sad. He's got like a fucking hood on and shit. It was ridiculous. He looked like a little fucking beaten Jedi. I was like, what the fuck? Fucking McGregor fights over in 13 seconds. One fucking punch. I don't understand this. Everyone's like, dude, but you see how bad he... I mean, the guy was like... the guy went down, but he wasn't like fucking out cold. He took him off his feet, and they called the whole fight right there. And I was like, from what? From one punch? I just watched a bunch of fucking guys get pummeled for fucking minutes at a time, and no one called it. That was very confusing to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something because I'm new to this. But I'm telling you, every one of these I watch, I like this shit more and more. I actually really fucking like UFC. It's pretty cool. I don't know. Maybe it'll get to the point. It's not to the point where I would buy it. But if someone has it, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, now I'm like excited to go. I don't know. Always something crazy happens. And just the fucking brutality of that shit. I don't know. I never gave a fuck about boxing, but this shit's fucking kind of fun. But anything else happened to that one? I think that was it. And then like the next day, Adam complained about having to buy the fight. He's like, the guys wanted to watch it in the warehouse. I guess I'll pay for it. And I was like, ugh. And then I remember asking him, because Nick and Kalen were cleaning up all the trash. But, like, they had, like, three or four garbage bags. They went in the other room and came out. I don't really know protocol because I haven't been there that much. And I was like, oh, you guys need help with the garbage? And, like, they had a shit ton, but they managed to get it all themselves. And he's like, "Did you guys clean out the warehouse?" And Nick was like, "Yeah, yeah, we cleaned it up." And I was like, "They did. They really did." But whatever. Turns out, so I load all that shit in there, and the goddamn shoot cancels. And fucking Kevin and Bean couldn't come. And we found out like 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I was like, fuck. So I had to go all the way. Dude, I wasted like a half tank of gas. Like, what a fucking pisser. I was psyched, too. I was fucking excited to see that because, like, it's, I don't know. It sounds cool. History of K-Rock. I'm fucking down for that shit. But fucking didn't happen. So now it's got been pushed or whatever. But fuck, what a waste of gas. Oh, my God. And the fucking traffic. So bad. Dude, this weekend, it's like what I'm sitting in right now all fucking weekend. Saturday, Sunday afternoon at, like, fucking 2. Fucking bumper to bumper. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It's the weekend. How is this? Oh, it was fucking miserable. You don't want to listen to me bitch about traffic, but you want to listen to me bitch in traffic, but not about traffic. Oh my God. These something that are so random. Oh, Friday night, I went to, there's a show on, that's another thing I do. I do a sigh and I clear out like I'm about to go on this grand fucking journey, oral journey, and I have to prepare myself. Fucking get over yourself, fucko. Breathe in and breathe out like that, jag off. You're not a fucking preacher giving a sermon. There's a show every night. Oh no, I think it's like third Friday of every month. It's called Darkest Hour over at Westside, where I do stand up, or haven't been doing stand up more specifically. And it's Josh Denny, you know, Fat Josh. Sorry, you know, he's a fat guy. He makes jokes about it. He's in a bunch of the fucking weird Chevelle skits. He was just in a, most famously and most funnily, hilariously funny. He played the priest in that Tom Arnold woman did that fall. It's still the biggest laugh in the whole fucking thing. For me, when he slips, he's like, oh! So he does a show there, and it's all like, it's like with Darkest Hour, it's like rougher, it's like edgier humor, it's more, you know, more East Coast people that aren't pussies, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying, you know what I mean. It's more of a rougher, darker humor. And I just did it again. Fuck me. It's hosted by this dude, Jeff May, who's Josh's buddy. And I'm watching a dude, and like I've known this guy for, you know, I've been doing open mics for a year and some change. And like he's been, I think he'd been doing it before me, but the fucking guy, he was always pretty funny. I thought he was pretty good on open mics, but like he hosted the show and he was so fucking like funny. And I was like, this fucking guy has been like grinding his ass off, and like he's gotten so good. Like he could be on like a real show with like serious comics and shit. It just like fucking bummed me out. I'm like, God damn, I'm like dragging ass, and I'm just like uninspired to do fucking stand up. I don't know. He was like so good, it made me fucking bummed out. I'm like, this fucking guy's great. He's a funny dude. He's a weirdo, but he's a funny guy. Whose motorcycle is this? And like, I don't know. I just haven't been fucking every goddamn night. I go to do it, and I just find some excuse to not go. I'm just not. But I'm still beating myself up because I quit doing it once, and I just felt fine about it. But this time around, I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you came this fucking fine. I don't want to bitch about my stupid artistic fucking shortcomings, but I was gonna go tonight. Now tonight was I don't know if it's they first, I've never seen it before listed on the thing. They have a mic at the Smog Cutter, which is a fucking legendary old bar downtown that Bukowski used to drink at, and it's I don't know if they shoot inside it in Barfly, but it's in the titles when it shows all the Bukowski bars. Smog Cutter, I'm like, fuck, I've since the last time I saw Barfly a couple months ago, I'm like, I gotta check out the Smog Cutter at least once. So I was totally going to go, but then this whole thing popped up with the behemoth of this girl I'm supposed to go see. But, hang on, I'm getting fucking text. Hang on, sorry. I was going to go there, but then shit popped off with this OK Cupid girl, so I'm going on a date. I'm sorry to fucking... It shouldn't, but pussy trumps stand-up. I got to get back in the spring of things. For Christmas, we're shutting down for a fucking whole week, a week and a half straight, which is, like, incredible. I should have fucking went home this year, because we have off from the day before New Year's until January 2nd, and I get paid for the whole fucking thing. So I'll be Uber driving. I'll make a fucking couple bucks before this year's over, finally. But, what was it? Small car. So I didn't go. You know what? It's weird too. I kind of fucking miss. not miss dating, but like at least physical wise and fucking around. I already fucking missed a handful already. God damn it, it's only been like a month and a half, 2 months. I miss it. Every time I miss that girl's tits because she has fucking great tits. I wish we could stay fucked, but I wish I had like slob status with her, but she won't fucking roll like that. She has to be all girlfriend or nah, but god damn it, if I miss fucking around. I didn't hate her guts. I liked her. She just became too much because she's just too fucking clingy and too, you know, too much when she's like actual girlfriend. I got two of them come over the house. I can't do it, Henry. Can't have it. But, god, I miss fucking her already. I'm fucking rolling the hay with that bitch again. Sorry, side note. I went with Slob, and we got there early, and we're waiting outside, and Chris Garbos, who, like, runs the place and shit, he was like, I don't know, he was super, like, it was just, he came out to smoke, and it was just me and her, because the show was still going on, so me and her, the only ones outside. I was like, oh, who's this? I was like, how long you known him? He, like, asked us all, like, standard date, like, datey questions, like, oh, how long you guys know each other, and blah, blah, blah. You don't know how fucking bad I wanted, I never got to, and now it's, I don't know when I'll be back. I probably won't be back at Westside until next week. Because I didn't go to the fucking open mic last night like I was supposed to, you fucking jerk. Fuck! This is the self-critical episode. You know how bad I want to tell Gorbos? Do you know all my 90% of my awful sex stories that I tell and fucking filthy sex jokes? Most of them are from fucking her. I really wanted to tell him that. Hang on, word from our sponsors coming in. That was brought to you by, what the fuck did I have? Oh, that my leftover pasta from last night, huh? From Ralph's. Ralph's pasta, everybody. Get the fucking Rinaldi. Rinaldi tomato sauce original, right? Because the good one is the four cheese. For some reason, Ralph's has a fucking embargo with Rinaldi four cheese pasta sauce. They only have original, which is the... if it's not original, it's like tomato and fucking basil or onions or some shit. It fucking tastes like fucking crap, but... Four cheese is the best one, but only Food for Less is the only one I've ever seen have it. And there's not many Food for Lesses. They're far flung. But, yeah. Yeah, I had fucking warmed up pasta. Why is it so hard to reheat pasta in the microwave? It's never like... Parts of it are... It's not frozen. Parts of it come out blazing hot. And then, like, you'll fucking move the noodles around and shit. And then, like, it'll be cold or not cooked all the way. Like, what? What's with that? How hard is it for the fucking the science oven to get the fucking rays all the way through and cook every noodle? What's the problem here? It's so weird. I did put it three fucking times. What a dumb thing to complain about. God, I mean, I'm really grasping for straws in this episode. I apologize. But actually, when I was Slob and she wasn't a cunt, but I could just feel how hard she was reining herself in of how she wanted to just be her normal cunty self and start a fight about every little thing. And never get that I'm joking ever, no matter what I say. Like, all the rotten things I say to her, like, she really thinks that I'm serious. To this fucking 5 years later, still thinks I mean it. You know, when I call her a fucking dumb half-nigger fucking cunt bitch. She thinks I'm serious, you know? Kidding, you know? Jesus, lady. But I could just feel her going, like, trying not to say it. But she didn't start any shit with me. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Did you learn some fucking self-control already? Anyways... I forgot what I ate that night, but I went, this is another great, great story, Luke. This is about to be the cap of the story. We go back, she sleeps over, we do the wild thing, we did the nasty, and like classic me, which, this is one of those things, I don't know if this happened to you guys, but like, I never even think about farting or anything going on in my tum-tum at night, either it's completely psychosomatic because a girl is there, or other nights I just fart and it's fine, but like, I won't fucking fart, I don't care, I've known this chick how long, she's pissed in my mouth, but I won't fart in front of her, and I'm just holding it in all night, but it's like, this never happens otherwise, I never have a thing where I have to fart like this, so, then I'm like, I woke up in the middle of the night, I'm like, I have to fucking shit so bad, and like, it's so goddamn quiet in our apartment, you can hear it, it's probably maybe like 5 o'clock in the morning or something, and because I had to be to work till 9 the next day. And we fucked around, but we fell asleep. I couldn't come when I fell asleep, right? So I knew we were going to fuck around in the morning. So I didn't want to, like, have shit ass. So, I didn't want her to know I took a shit anyway, because then she won't lick my balls, really. Or at least, like, go, like, low when she does. And, so I try to, like, sneak up to take a shit, right? I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking squeeze one out so she doesn't hear. I'm at least try to be, like... 1/80th of a gentleman, or muster whatever gentlemanliness I can get together. And I go in there and I'm like, oh man, I gotta take crap. And I sat down. It was like a pound and a half of like nitrogen in me. It was just like this fucking fart went on for like, dude, at least a minute. I swear to you, I'm not like exaggerating for comedic effect, of which there is no comedic effect because it's a fart joke and, you know, this is nothing new. But like, holy shit. I'm like, how can the fucking human body even make that much? It was fucking like, I wish there were like a scientist was there. Like, it should have been measured. It was fucking insane. I was like, that was, the whole time it was a fucking giant fart. It was so stupid. I was so fucking embarrassed. Hope nobody fucking heard it. That's why I got that fart fan fixed in my goddamn bathroom. But I don't think anyone heard it because I came in and that bitch was still snoring. She was probably dreaming about fucking eating a big fucking cake or whatever the fuck she does. She's not around. God, she's getting fucking fat too. I mean, she was never exactly thin, but she's fucking packing on some pounds. I'm like, all right, I like the fucking, the meat and the curves on you, your big fat fucking ass, but Jesus Christ, let's keep it in some kind of fucking context here. Great fart story. This is just a action-packed episode, ain't it? I apologize. These all suck. These are all such like, I can't really expound on any of these. They're such like open and shut cases. I'll do the best I can. Work with me, peeps. I totally forgot about this is a really dumb story. I'm gonna apologize ahead of time, but I gotta, you know, we gotta make an hour here. There is this in Studio City. There used to be an LA Fitness, right? And I liked it because I think it was open till like 1 a.m. It hit some weird time or something. And like, I don't know what it was before, but it was another one of these, like another one close to my house that used to be, the place used to be a racquetball club. And then they just like they kept all the racquetball courts and like knocked down one wall and like squeezed an entire gym in this fucking room. The building, it wasn't built and then a gym put into it. It was already a building that was something totally else. And then they just threw a bunch of fucking weights in it. Like, okay, this is the gym now. So I don't know what it was, but like this place, it's laid out so weird. And it was so fucking, I remember I used to always work it because it was open really late. It was open till 2 or something. And I particularly remember when I was working at MI3, if I didn't get all my days and I'd fucking work all day and go in there at like 11 and still work out. I don't know why. Because I'm fucking dedicated. That's why. But this fucking place, it's like, it's so shitty. The sign, it's in like this little strip molly plaza. And the fucking LA Fitness sign isn't even on the fucking main sign in the front with all the other businesses and shit that are in there. And the actual LA Fitness like letters that light up over the actual doorway where you walk in are like, they're off and they're missing like 2 of the fucking letters. It looks... No, you wouldn't even know the fucking place was open. I heard it was closed. And so the other night I went to work, whatever, long story short, I went to work out at a different one. It was fucking packed. So I just happened to be driving past that one. I'm like, is this one still here? And it was, and like no one's in this fucker. And like the free weights section it's downstairs. It's just like the Pew High School. It's in this grimy ass fucking basement, where it's just like, it looks just like the goddamn, the Pew High School gym. It's downstairs in the basement under like heating pipes and shit. And the ceiling's all falling apart. And it's just like one long, narrow fucking room. And it's just fucking pig iron. And it's all simple shit. It's all just metal and free weights and a couple of fucking machines. But it's just like, it looks like a goddamn prison yard fucking gym. It's awesome. And just large, angry fucking dudes. And there's no fucking around down there. I was saying, I'm like, this gym is like the 1960s casinos of gyms. Like, you don't fuck around. There's no old people down there on a goddamn elliptical reading a fucking book or something. It's like you get down and you don't take too fucking long on one machine. Everyone down there is like ripped. Like, you gotta kind of be a big dude to go down. There's no little fucking pencil neck fucking geeks down there lifting just a bar. No! None of this fucking place. You'll get your shit done. You get in there, you do your work, get out. You don't fuck around. It was great. I was like, I had such a fucking good workout. I went balls out and I pulled some goddamn tendon in my fucking wrist on my left hand, right? Oh, it's killing me. It still hurts. Non-story. Total fucking non-story. I'm sorry. Totally fucking sorry. Sorry. No one wants to hear about the Studio City gym, you fucking meathead. Cocksucker. I guess I'll save the best for last because these last two. Maybe I'll toss off some of these other ones. $5 Sunday. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I'll knock these out here. Now my voice is going to be shot. Holy fuck, it's 6:30 already? God damn it. fuck, I'm not even close to being home. Shit balls. Hang on, let me see if this fucking big titted fucking monster has hit me up. Let me see. And fucking crab faced bitch. Hang on. Sorry. Bear with me. All right, Jay, a bunch of texts. Hi, RJ. I'm a group text going. Okay, no. It's nothing from her. This guy, I might have talked about this on LJR. I don't think I ever did. There's this dude that comes in for the other company that's in my building. And he's an AC, a camera assistant. And he comes in to prep camera package. And he seems like a cool guy. I never had a problem with him. He always, friendly, quiet, gets his job done, gets in, gets out. He's not a diva. He's not fussy. But one time he was in there and... the dude that owns the other company that knows this guy, this guy's probably, he's probably close to 50, but he's like a good, he's like a good looking dude. He's just like a fucking, like when he was like in his 20s, he looks like any of those dudes when you go to get your hair cut at an older place where they'll have that that chart of hairstyles you can pick from. And it's always, it looks like it was taken like 1991 and the antiquated hairstyles that are with like lines shaved in the side and shit. But he looks like one of those dudes, like he'd be like one of the heads in that model where it'll have like the squares, like the Brady Bunch intro, and it'll just have a bunch of dudes' heads with like the dapper, the general, or whatever the fuck, the different dumb style that like no one walks in and looks at that. How did those even start? Who walked into what? It's like a fucking tattoo parlor. Like, you know how you want your hair cut when you go in. You don't walk in and go, let me look at this graph of varying different hairstyles and pick. Yeah, I'll take that one with the side shave. I guess it's still going on now. That's what the fucking Mexican guys get. The side, they get like that Mexi mullet, and it's shaved on the sides, and they get the fucking, like, they get a line of your favorite fucking sports team shaved. But who the fuck ever? I used to stare at those. And, dude, even in 91, they looked old. I think, like... back then, you're not allowed to have a current one at all. It's always got to be at least 15 years behind whatever year it is. Because even when I was like in fifth grade, I'd be like, who the fuck gets their haircut like that? And I'd look at the chart and a guy had like a vote for fucking Jimmy Carter button on in the picture and shit. I was like, why are those never up to date? Anyways, how did I get on this one? Haircuts? Oh, yeah. So this dude looked like one of those guys. Like he could have been a head model for those pictures. So, he's in there prepping, and the owner of the company is like, hey, see that guy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you want to fucking hear a story about this dude? So this is awesome. It's awesome. Apparently this dude got a job as a PA. I love this fucking story. And his first job, first day at work as a PA on any set, he works on the Madonna Express Yourself video, which I think was David Fincher. Was it Fincher might have shot that? I think. I know somebody big. Come on, girl. You believe in love. I got something to say about it. That video, the dumb one where she's like real slutty. And there's dude. Maybe it was Schumacher because there's a lot of gay shit in there. There's like dudes working in a fucking iron factory, like pushing like big levers and shit. And they're all greased up. And like for some reason, fucking, they're in like a metal works and there's water pouring on them. But he's working on that video. And if I remember this correctly, it was like day one of his first day on any set, and Madonna's like all over him, and apparently I think it was the same day, fucks him, takes him in her trailer and fucking has sex with this guy. So he comes in the next day, and like his boss, the second AD, I don't know, whoever was in charge of him, just had a fit and was like, I can't fucking believe that, it's so unprofessional, like I can't believe you did it. You're fucking fired, like don't ever, I'm gonna tell everybody that you're a piece of shit and make sure you never fucking, the classic never work in this town again kind of thing. So somehow or another, it gets back to me. This is a true story, allegedly. It gets back to Madonna that he got fired. And she goes in, she locks herself in her trailer and goes, I'm not coming out until you rehire that kid. She was so pissed off. And then they, she's like, I don't care how long. She goes, I'll sit here all day. She goes, I'll cost you guys $100,000 a day until you bring that dude back. So that not only do they bring him back, they fire the guy that fucking fired him. And he came back and worked on the rest of the short. I don't know whatever happened after that. I don't know if he continued fucking her or if they fucked again. But I did. That's so cool. But like this guy's like cool. Like it's just like he's not a douche. It's like a good story for him. You're like that rules for that guy. But I love that. What are the odds of that happening? That's like what's her name? Didn't Jessica Alba marry some grip, some dude? I think he worked on two movies with her in a row and they fucking ended up getting married. Jesus Christ! What a fucking meal ticket. I hope I got the energy for this one here. The other day, I don't know how I stumbled onto this. What are we at here? What the fuck's the time at? Oh, good. All right, 50. I was looking at pictures of, I don't know how I got on this, but Nicki Minaj. She's so fucking hot. I know she's a cunt. She's an asshole. She's a fucking idiot. She's one of the worst rappers, mainstream rappers I've ever heard in my life. Just no skills. But fucking, just Google search. Just put like Nicki Minaj fucking nude or something, right? And you'll get a bunch of shitty Photoshop ones that are just terrible. But like, oh, the slutty pictures of her are like, her fucking ass is like just, oh, she's like a fucking porn star. She has a total fucking porn star body. She's so fucking sexy. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, you can look up almost any pop celebrity now. And like, just with like a couple of fucking key pushes, have, if not naked, really dozens of just trashy, hot, great pictures of them. You're just like even like Selena Gomez, like she's fucking gorgeous. Oh, I love her. She has perfect natural, I'm guessing natural, just perfect tits. Fucking perfect. She's so sexy, right? And picture of her bathing suit. I'm just like, why are so many, even ones that are talented, why are so many fucking pop stars hot today? But like back in the day, what did you do? Like, because I was thinking of this, like, well, there's nudes of Janis Joplin. This all started because I realized, like, I think fucking Scotty, pour yourself a scotch and sit down, put your feet up right now. Actually, hey, I got one of those stress balls. I kind of can't stand Janis Joplin. I think she's fucking overrated. Scott just fucking spit his beer everywhere. I think she's fucking overrated. I don't see what the big deal is about her. I mean, I don't think she's talentless or anything. I don't think she sucks, but I just don't know what the big deal is about her. And she just looks like somebody's fucking trailer trash mom. But like, there's naked pictures of her, and she looks terrible. She just got like baboon tits, and like she's got fucking just like she's got like it's like 12 years of slave hair. She's a fucking mess. But I'm like, back then, even if you could get nudes, and it's like the only way you did is if someone had an actual photograph, and someone made a copy in a dark room, and you happened to see it. I mean, like I said, now you can just pull them up on the Google or whatever. But even when you saw them, they weren't hot. And I'm thinking back, and I'm like, there really wasn't many. There was no like hot the 60s and 70s shit. There was no really fucking hot pop stars or like musical singers. Okay, so back then it was probably commercial-wise based more on, you know, I'll give it that it was probably based more on talent than looks back then, because people actually had, you know, it was a different time, and they actually judged things by their artistic merit, not by how fucking attractive the artist was. I understand that, but it's like, there was like, I mean, you had like maybe a Michelle Phillips or whatever here and there from Mama and Papa's, but like, in general, like, they're all gross, and like, you wouldn't even want to see them naked if you could, because you can't unsee those naked Janis Joplin pictures. She looks like a fucking cafeteria lady. It's miserable. I'm like, how lucky are we now to just how fucking, I could basically see Nicki Minaj's asshole if I want, but you know, not fucking Janis Joplin's pencil eraser nipples. That just sucks. But I think fucking Amy Winehouse is eons, that's the wrong word, wrong adjective, more talented than Janis Joplin. I know she's famous and respected, but I don't know. I just think for my money, I'm like, fuck Janis Joplin. What's the big deal? Man, Bobby McGee. I remember I was driving around to Florida with just me and my mom. Well, it was most of my trip to Florida. Me and my mom and New Rich Wright Dad were driving around. And like I said, whatever station he put on, it was just low enough so that you couldn't quite hear it. Even if it was a song you liked, most of it was just shit. I don't know what he had, like easy listening on or whatever fucking old rich soulless retired white man had on. But it was a man covering, I'm listening to it and I'm like, this is a guy covering Bobby McGee. And the whole song is about an affair that fucking Janis Joplin had with some fucking, what did he jump off a bridge? What's the fucking dumb sonnet? Every song back then had to have some fucking whole story and some fucking dumb meaning. Like I told you, my real dad loved, like, he loved like Devil Went Down to Georgia and shit. Anything with the devil. He liked Sympathy for the Devil. He loved songs that told stories. And he'd make it be like, well, listen, now check out this part. Now watch what happens to the guy in the song. And it'd just be like some shithead, like, who's that fucking fat guy who has the sunglasses on and the fucking cowboy hat? He looks like Jack Daniels, the person. Oh, yeah, what's his name? Yeah, the guy who sings Devil Went Down to Georgia. Like, he loved all that kind of shit. But that was like every song. It had to be so profound and have this whole fucking saga in it. It's like, oh, for God's sakes. But a man covers that fucking song. He's like, me and Bobby McGee. Bobby had great pecs or whatever she says. It's describing like her attraction to a dude. And a fucking, why would a man cover that song? Why don't you cover Raining Men too, you fucking jerk off? But it was like this real like quiet, like just him and an acoustic guitar, like real slowed down version of it. It was so bad. And I'm going on like a rant I'm on right now, but like dialed back to like 3. And my mom was just like laughing her tits off. She loved it. She's like, wow. I'm like, listen to this fag. I'm like, this guy, she loves, because my mom hates gay people. Oh, does she hate the fags? I'm like, what a fag. And I was like, ah! She was dying in the fucking, I was killing. My audience had won. My mom was fucking loving it. I was done. She was like throwing roses at me and shit in the front seat. Fucking yelled for an encore. So I told her, I don't know. I can't think of anything funny to say. I don't want to disparage my mom too, but yes, I do. It's funny. I do, but I don't. I just set my fucking mom. It's what, fucking 30 fucking 6 years old. I sent out a bunch of Christmas cards today, which I usually don't do. Someone sent me one that was pretty random, and I said, you know, it's been a couple years. Why don't I send some Christmas cards? It'll be a nice surprise for everybody. Why not get in the spirit a little? I wanted to send my mom a nice something because, she flew me down there for the fucking Thanksgiving, and they wouldn't let me pay for it. I wanted to buy them one. And this is the problem. I wanted to buy them one dinner. Yes, I'm going back to my fucking Florida rant from 2 episodes ago. I would have loved to buy, because I had the money then. I wanted to buy them dinner, and they would not let me. I'm like, please let me fucking pay for one meal. Please, like, let me feel like a goddamn man. Like, they wouldn't. Like, she would get, when I wasn't looking, this is the extent that my fucking MI6 agent mother would go to. She'd find a fucking waiter for our table and be like, give them the credit card, like that, or the numbers, or whatever, so that I couldn't pay. Even if I pulled it out and would try to grab the waiter when the thing came, and like, don't let them pay. She'd be like, oh no, she already gave us the card. I'm like, what the fuck? So now I still feel bad. I didn't pay for shit on that miserable fucking garbage trip. I hate it. And so I was like, well, then I'll buy him a fucking. And I even told him, I'm like, if you just let me buy it now, or else I'm gonna have to buy him one. No, don't. Dinner? What do you want to buy us dinner? Dinner? I wanted to buy him one, right? They just won't let this happen. So now, I just made that fucking tisk sound, you fucking big-lipped bastard. Now I gotta try and get them one, and I was gonna send them for Christmas as like a nice, you know, thank you thing. And now I don't have the fucking, I don't have it. Like, time's running out, I gotta mail it now for it to make it. And I'm like, I don't have, like, I was gonna give them 50 to like, Cheesecake Factory. Because there's one right by them. I haven't been in that place in years. Cheesecake fucking rules. God, it's the best. I mean, it's complete junk food. You feel fucking, you lose part of your soul after you eat there, but goddamn, is it good. I was going to give them that, but the only one I could even get certificates from is way the fuck out in Woodland Hills. I don't have time to go, or I just kept forgetting, and then the hourglass fucking ran out, and that was it. So all I could afford was like a Starbucks gift card. I'm just like, I am such a I should be like buying my mom like fucking motorcycles and shit at this fucking point. Like 10 years in LA and Hollywood. It's just nothing. I'm just fucking just broke. I sent her a goddamn. That's something a 16 or 15 year old fucking kid gives her mom for Christmas. One Starbucks gift card. What a fucking jerk. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I don't know. Last year, oh my God. Last year, I sent him one for the Yard House. I was really hesitant to mail it from the same mailbox because, for some reason, whatever, there's one out in Marina Del Rey, like, because we don't really have a outgoing mail. We take it down, and there's like a post box on the street. And like, just so, it's like Russian roulette sending your mail to this fucking thing. Like, you're lucky if everything makes it. I know, like, last year I sent like 5 Christmas cards or something, and like 2 of them didn't make it, and one of them, some fucking piece of shit, opened the goddamn thing and stole the Yard House gift certificates out of it for like $50. I'm like, are you fucking... It says mom on it. You're going to fucking take someone's Christmas card that says mom, mommy, and rip it open and steal what's... Oh, what a fucking piece of shit. Whoever did that. So, yeah, totally got stolen. So I had a receipt, luckily, and Yard House canceled that card and gave me a new one, which is good. But it didn't fucking make it there on time. It was like a fucking week late after Christmas. And then in like February, the post office, I swear, it was like 2 months later, They send me in a big, you know, a bigger envelope, the ripped open, the ripped in half actual Christmas card. So someone at the mail facility must have done it and just like left the evidence. They must have just ripped it open, took the card, and just fucking threw the ripped up card behind like a fucking cabinet or something. So they sent me the actual fucking ripped up card, and I just cut that guy off. And they're like, oh, we're sorry. Like, there's an investigation. I'm like, they already took the fucking gift card out of it, you assholes. Well, thanks. Thanks for being thorough and sending me the ripped up evidence of your fucking thief employees 2 months later. Fuck you. Got a post office set. No wonder you're doing so bad. Fucking jerk-offs. I work for that fucking... That's one. I got to save that one for a podcast. The 6 months I worked as a fucking mail carrier. Oh, what a mess. Sherman Oaks. Holy shit. What a fucking shit show. I don't know how anybody got anything. That place is a fucking disaster. But, So I'm not surprised, but yeah, I used to mail shit from when I worked at Panavision and Woodland Hills, and I would mail stuff, and like, what, back when I was paying my bills, like, through the mail, fucking, dude, at least, like, once a month, one letter would just disappear, like, one of the fucking, and then my shit would be late, my fucking bill would be late, and be like, oh, we never got it. I'm like, what are you fucking kidding me? It disappears into the fucking ether. Like, the Pony Express had a fucking, when they had to go through, like, Indian fucking infested woods shooting arrows and shit at them, had a fucking a better delivery rate than this shit. But God, do I got time? I don't know if I have the energy. All right, so today they released this first like official picture of the Paul Feig, F-E-I-G. The best part is the guy sure don't look like his name. Let me tell you, Google image search Paul F-E-I-G. He don't look like the fucking Rock. Okay, but Jesus Christ. Guy whipped by me on a motorcycle. They send out this official picture. Here's where I lose the half of a female listener I might have. It's an all-girl Ghostbusters remake. Not only is it all-girl, it's a bunch of just fucking complete messes and housefrows and a black chick that looks like a fucking gorilla. I'm sorry, she is a fucking hideous, ugly woman. What's her name? Leslie Jones? Now, here's where I might as well put on a Nazi uniform and walk through the fucking Jewish Remembrance Center for what I'm about to say. I mean, culturally in this day and age, that this Leslie, people, at least comics I know, everyone I know on Twitter and shit, when that Leslie Jones bitch comes out here. Now listen, I don't mean to sound like she's probably a nice woman. I've never met her. I have nothing against her, I guess, personally, but just like this thing that she represents drives me nuts. She comes out here. She'll do a spot at the Comedy Store, and people cannot fucking at mention her and talk about how great and talented she is fast enough. But they fucking jump all over each other to fucking shout out this, like, oh man, she's so funny. Cause like, to me, she's like a token black woman that represents this, like, oh, like you go girl, like, hey, look at me supporting her because she's not attractive or anything and not what people want to see. She's a 6 foot fucking one ugly monster. But, look at me supporting her because I don't need someone just based on their looks, which doesn't even have that much. That has nothing to do with it. Anyway, a fucking ton of comics are ugly. But, like, I just feel like people can't pat themselves on the back fast enough for being a fan of this chick. I've never seen her do a funny thing. I don't know. All she does is play this stereotypical, I don't take no sass, loud black chick. The everyone that's a meter maid and gives your fucking car a ticket. Like, this is her, just a large, angry, bitter black woman. They run New York City. I don't know if you ever driven through New York. They're the ones. I hope my battery doesn't die. I'm on one battery bar left. That like when it's real busy in New York City, they stand in the thing and they like, I guess like fuck the traffic. Like they tell you when you go, and it's like if you try to see her, like where you think you going? They come like running, like wagging their fingers. Like, fuck you. But they're every. I mean, they run New York City. I told you, like, that time I got stuck there and I had to go to the DMV. It was an army of 300-pound, 5 foot fucking five, pissed off black women, because like they just don't give a shit and they just have this cultural license to be fucking rude and shitty to you. And it's like they're born to do that. And if they look like that, 9 times out of 10, that's like just their job, just to be a fucking, just a bitch. And if you say anything, like you're racist. It doesn't even have anything to do. I don't care if they're black. They're just assholes. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if they're purple. They're just fucking, fuck them. But like, I've seen her in like SNL skits, and she just plays the same fucking character over and over. I've never seen her stand up, so I don't know. But I imagine something like, you know, I went grocery store the other day, and a guy passed me an aisle, and I was like, oh, what you doing? Everyone's like, ah. People are just fucking losing their minds. And I'm like, there's nothing funny about that. This is an original. I've seen this a billion times. I'm supposed to laugh because I'm supposed to, because if I don't, I guess I'm fucking racist. Whatever. So this is the Ghostbusters, a big fat fuck, a mousy nerd, Some chick that looks like my fucking mom's friend from work. I'm like, what is this? Okay, I don't need Charlie's Angels. I don't need four smoking fucking hot chicks. But it's like, what are we doing here? If you're going to do this, can we have an original idea? You have to take men Ghostbusters and go, look at how progressive we are. This time they're women. Can you guys believe that? Look at these women go, you go, girl power. And not only that, they're not even attractive girls. Which, again, it factors in. I'm not saying the whole thing hinges. If they were hot chicks, I'd be fine. It's stupid no matter what. We don't need a fucking all-woman Ghostbusters fucking remake. We don't. Write something else. Make a fucking... Look at Tina Fey and another fucking broad that I don't think is that funny either. That everyone loses their shit over. At least they make original movies. They're right now that... What's that? The Night Out? Which, that looks like... Goddamn, does that look like a fucking Sue Ellen good time? I'm sure there's a scene somewhere where a fucking cool black guy shows the nerdy white chicks how to dance and they look dumb. That is the height of comedy to my mind. If there's a fucking scene where, like, Will Smith teaches fucking Kevin James how to dance and Kevin James is just, like, doing it wrong, my mom, she'll have a fucking aneurysm. She can't handle the hilarity. Like, she just fucking inhaled Smilex from the Joker and fucking Batman. That loves that shit, but that looks like a rollicking Sue Ellen good time. That fucking, whatever it's called, with Tina Fey coming up. Oh, God. Oh, my God. But it just aggravated me so much. And it's just this thing, like, you're not allowed... You can't fucking... Don't you dare say a female Ghostbusters is a bad idea. Because then you're anti-feminist, you're anti-woman, you hate women, you hate progression, you're a fucking piece of shit, you're... I guess we'll throw in racist, too, motherfucker. Like, it's 2015 perfectly encapsulated. Just one picture, I'm like, this is 2015 right here. This ugly looking fucking female shitty Ghostbusters remake with those crappy looking the fucking proton packs. Why? I've wanted a fucking Ghostbusters 3 all my life, and this is what I get: a reboot with a bunch of ugly fucking broads and a black chick that looks like a fucking monster in a fucking thing. What the fuck? It's not gonna be. It's gonna be all fucking cutesy humor. Like fucking probably, oh, my tampon is haunted. Fuck, get the fuck out of here. Female fucking Ghostbusters. And fuck that Leslie Jones. I'm so sick of everyone's fucking. She's like a fucking cultural darling. And anyone that's not attractive and gets famous is just like, holy shit, people can't fucking show how much they love them. It's like, we got it. All right. Wow, you're so fucking open-minded. You like somebody. There's plenty of unattractive people that are great. I want to fucking suck Steve Buscemi's cock. But fucking enough. It's fucking female Ghostbusters. Stupid. Fucking dumb. Token, but she's a fucking token black woman, I swear. Like, look at her, she made it. Good for her, she's great. Fuck if she's funny or talented or not. Just the fact that she's there, you're supposed to, like, fucking jump all over. She sucks. If I thought she was funny, I don't think she is. If I thought she was funny or talented, I wouldn't give a shit. I don't fucking care. What, it has nothing to do with, like, really black. It's just like, society's fucking interpretation of it. You know, I there's a black Star Wars guy, I don't fucking care. I don't give a fuck, he's a fucking Gamooian. How space, one of those fucking lightsabers swinging around, he's probably fucking spray painting and shit. Sorry, but you know, I don't care. It's just be good, you fuck. Not just for the sake of being, because it's some kind of, you know, cultural touchstone. What am I even talking about? Shut the fuck up.